Now, the Sunday Spin continues on 720 WGN. Here's Rick Pearson.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Showcase studio in historic Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue. And joining me this morning, actually a good friend of mine, Tony Britos. Tony,
good
thank
morning.
You so much.
Good morning.
I've been looking for a way to talk about Cafe Bionda, which is one of my favorite places in the South Loop neighborhood. And God bless Tony. He is general manager of Cafe Bionda. He actually started now a Sunday brunch. So it's a great opportunity, a great chance to see the food, the menu. It's one like a hidden gem of that we're trying not to keep
it,
hidden
it
anymore.
It truly is a gem. It truly is a gem, and I found it, and very happy I'm there. What a wonderful true Chicago restaurant. I mean, it truly is. And you know, when we started this brunch here, we figured we'd take on the fact of giving back to the community is what we wanted to do, because we have such a wonderful local following, and the local hotels and the people in the city of Chicago. And we decided that, you know, brunch is a good way to go, but we wanted to give the ultimate quality and the ultimate value. And that's the reason why we started the brunch, you know, to give back. So
and you brought some brunch for us this morning. What do we have this morning?
We did. Well, we brought a few things, and when we created the brunch menu, it was more or less breakfast, brunch, lunch combined with the things that are happening in the city, which the Bears season is happening right now. So we took it off on the Bears, and so we offer, you know, Italian eggs Benedict. We do French toast that is just stellar. Chef Manny did a wonderful job with that. We also have a Italian hash is what we did. We also do buffalo wings and also our own recipes for the barbecue wings, which are out of this world. They're sticky, they're delicious, and they're messy. And
kind of like watching the Bears.
It is kind of like watching the Bears. And the unique thing is that you can get this menu all day long, and featuring the full baby back ribs, which you get a full baby back ribs. And, you know, like I said, for $15 for a full rack of ribs, you can't go wrong.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
We created our own drinks. Like today, I'm going to make our fresh Bloody Marys. The recipe is from 1965. Actually, when I used to work with Nick's Fish Market back in the day for 17 years, and he started the Red Vest, and we called the Bloody Mary the Vest. And that was his first restaurant. So pretty proud of that. Chef Manny also made limoncello, you know, fresh limoncello, and as well, we did a tribute to Harry's bar in Venice, Italy, and we made frosted peach Bellinis, and we called it the Bionda Bellini, and they're just phenomenal. It really is.
Oh, doesn't that get your Sunday off to a wonderful start? And, of course, great things happening in the South Loop. So, you know, just a few block walk from the new Wintrust Arena down there. And from McCormick Place. But, you know, this has been an anchor point for, really, I think, in the South Loop.
Yes, indeed. When I was introduced to Cafe Bionda years ago, probably in 2007 when I was with Gibson's Restaurant Group, and ownership took us there for a dinner, which was all the operations managers and general managers in the company. We sat on this long table, and the food is phenomenal, the service. And, you know, I got to tell you, you know, my most proud moment is actually walking into that restaurant and working with the staff, because the staff, they make it, and they are just phenomenal. They've been there, and the locals know them, the people know them, and I have never seen so many call parties for certain individuals as our staff, and that is all the staff. So what a beautiful thing.
And so, you know, with the Bears season, Cafe Bionda, they've got a shuttle van that runs to and from the game with the pickup and drop off at 18th Street. And Cafe Bionda is at 1924 South State Street. You can get a look at the menu. You can go to their website at cafebionda.com. You can also go to facebook.com/cafebionda as well. Instagram, too, at Cafe Bionda, yes. Getting very heavily involved in social
yes.
media.
Well, yes, indeed. And I tell you, the most unique thing that we have that nobody in the city of Chicago has is we're proud to feature our 1946 Cadillac limousine. It's actually parked right outside, and we pick up requests for people that come into the city that want to do something special, and also our shuttle van that seats 12. And we go back and forth to the hotels and to the games, and free drop-off and pick-up on Sundays for the Bears games when they're in town.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. You can actually also call Cafe Bionda, too, for more information at 312-326-9800. And people are actually taking pictures of the caddy outside. I mean, it is. You're really classing up the place today.
It is a hit. We're very proud of it. And nice to be in Chicago. And we look forward to seeing everybody at Cafe Bionda.
Thank you so much, Tony. We appreciate it.